Hello again. Welcome to the Mompreneuring Podcast. I am your host, Tiana Starks, and I'm happy to be here with you again this week. Mompreneuring the Podcast is an extension of my blog titled Mompreneuring the Blog, which you can find on my website at tianastarks.com. It is a platform for introverted moms who aspire to succeed in business and in life, providing the necessary tools and resources to overcome challenges as they arise. Okay, so I love this week's topic. It's all about leveraging your personal strengths to overcome business challenges. I love this because there are so many gurus in the world telling you the things that you should be doing in order to be successful in business based on what they did or their experiences, which, okay, cool. The only problem I have with that is that you are not them. You're not going to do anything exactly like anyone else. Yes, I do believe it's important to learn from both the successes and failures of others. But in all honesty, there's no cookie cutter method. Therefore, when presented with a challenge or obstacle, I always recommend that folks start with their own strengths to begin developing the solution. And once you've identified your own strengths, you can begin applying the lessons of others to how you will then approach any given situation. When it comes to challenges, I always advise immediately reframing the solution instead of focusing on the problem. Thinking of challenges in this way gets you focused on overcoming the issue as soon as it arises because you're focused on the solution right away. You do this by digging deeper and asking yourself hard questions like, how does this make me feel and why do I feel this way? In the blog this week, I give the example of me facing my uncomfortableness with networking when I first started my business. I used to hate networking, and honestly, I don't really love it now. But when I asked myself why I was feeling this way, I was able to get to the root of it. It's not that I don't like meeting new people. I just really, really don't like meaningless conversations, as do most introverts. We only have so much energy to expend, and me personally, I'd rather not spend it with strangers that I'm probably not going to talk to again. At least that was my initial impression of networking. Once I identified what the real issue was, though, I was able to ask myself, okay, so what do you like or prefer? To which I then answered, I like learning new things. And from there, I was able to reframe the solution. I didn't have to just grin and bear it because that's what entrepreneurs are supposed to do. I decided to not have meaningless conversations when networking. I decided to dig deep, to ask questions, and to care about the conversations that I have when I'm at networking events. It became less about getting new business in the moment and more about learning new things from interesting people. There are other examples I can give, like for instance, with content creation and social media. I don't love it, but I decided that my content would be meaty, educational, and mean something to me and to those I'm trying to reach. I'm not saying I'll never do it, but you won't find me often jumping on trends and pointing at words on screens, but I will deliver hot shit that you can learn from every week. The first thing you have to do when reframing the solution is to identify your strengths. It's so important. I have a workbook on my website that will help you with that. And there are also other tools that I discuss in the blog. So with that said, let's get to it. This week's blog is titled Empowering Mompreneurs, Lean Into Your Natural Strengths for Business Success. Embarking on the journey of starting a business is an ambitious endeavor that often elicits feelings of overwhelm, self-doubt, inadequacy, and confusion. The challenges can be daunting, and without effective strategies, a business may falter before it even has a chance to take off. In my experience as a mother, I've come to realize that launching and sustaining a business shares many similarities with raising a child. Both endeavors require intentionality, diligence, grit, tenacity, and perseverance. Statistically, around 4.4 million businesses are established each year, but only approximately 70% of them celebrate their first anniversary, and a mere 50% make it to the five-year mark. Those numbers underscore the undeniable challenges of entrepreneurship, where success demands not only a solid business plan, but also a deep understanding of one's strengths and the ability to leverage them effectively. So I've pondered what every aspiring mompreneur could do to simplify this endeavor. And the recurring answer I've found is to embrace your natural strengths and leverage them. This approach will vary significantly from person to person due to individual strengths, but early adoption of this mindset can make the entrepreneurial journey more manageable. Before harnessing your strengths, you must identify them. Numerous professional development assessment and personality tests are available to help individuals understand how they learn, process information, and excel in different working environments. The Gallup Strength Finders assessment, for example, not only highlights strengths, but also reveals potential blind spots and provides insights on collaborating effectively with others possessing different strengths. To aid aspiring mompreneurs in this process, I've developed a worksheet that helps identify strengths and clarify business ideas based on your personal and professional experiences. Recognizing and embracing these natural strengths can be a game changer for entrepreneurs, paving the way for a more authentic and effective business approach. I recall my early days in the advertising industry, where completing the Myers-Briggs assessment had a profound impact on me. This assessment allowed me to identify and embrace my introverted nature, a trait often perceived as unfavorable for entrepreneurs or those aiming to build extensive networks. In entrepreneurial circles, the mantra, "Your network is your net worth," is frequently echoed, which can be discouraging for introverts. Networking initially presented a significant challenge for me, but it became an opportunity for growth when I decided to lean into my natural inclinations and reframe the solution. Instead of forcing myself into conventional networking practices, I took steps to understand why it felt uncomfortable and envisioned a different approach. Reframing the solution, rather than focusing solely on the problem, became a pivotal strategy. By asking why, I delved into the root of my discomfort, which was a distaste for unproductive small talk rather than a dislike for people. Armed with this understanding, I crafted an approach that aligned with my preferences. Rather than solely seeking business opportunities, I showed genuine interest in every person I met, engaging in meaningful conversations that went beyond the surface. This approach not only made networking more enjoyable, but also yielded unexpected benefits. By reframing the solution to align with my natural inclinations, I discovered new strengths that contributed positively to my entrepreneurial journey. Embracing discomfort as a part of the process became analogous to the challenges of raising a child. Both endeavors require patience, adaptability, and a willingness to learn. Aspiring mompreneurs can benefit from this approach by recognizing that embracing natural inclinations and reframing solutions can lead to the discovery of untapped strengths. While this process may be uncomfortable, it becomes an integral part of the entrepreneurial journey, offering valuable lessons along the way. It's essential to remember that success in entrepreneurship is not solely about adhering to conventional norms. Each entrepreneur is unique, and the path to success often involves navigating challenges in a way that aligns with one's authentic self. Despite the difficulties, it's crucial to acknowledge your capability for success and embracing the rewarding aspects of the journey. In essence, entrepreneurship, much like raising a child, is a transformative experience that requires resilience, self-discovery, and a commitment to growth. Thank you so much for joining me again this week. I am super happy that we're on episode 5. I know it's a small milestone, but in the spirit of celebrating all wins, I am going to do a little dance. I'm still here, and I hope that you're still here and that you will continue to grow with me and learn more. And I look forward to meeting you back here next week. Have a good one.